How you feel does not determine whether it's true.
Dr. Tony Evans says our culture and our opinions don't alter reality.
The one thing that ought to mark the Christian and the Church of Jesus Christ is that they are people of the truth.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. There's a line from a Broadway musical that raises the question, we all have truths. Are mine the same as yours? But Dr. Evans says there can only be one real truth. It's true no matter how we feel about it, and it only comes from one source, and that's not you or me. Let's join him now as he begins a brand new series called Returning to the Truth.
You and I are living in a day where you are watching the death of truth. The death of truth has led to a breakdown in the cultural immune system and the shattering that has taken place as truth is being buried and funeralized, is replete. Let me ask you a question. What would you do with an unsure pilot? Your airplane pilot says, I think this is the button I ought to push. What would you say about an unsure doctor who says, well, I think this is where I need to cut. What would you say to an uncertain pharmacist who said, all these medicines here, let me grab the one I think you ought to take. You probably wouldn't fly on that plane, yield to that doctor, or trust that pharmacist. Because when it comes to your life, you want the truth. You don't want people haggling. You want the truth. But because we're living in a day when you're watching the death of truth, everything has become up for grabs, leading to cataclysmic confusion. There's psychological confusion. People's mental trajectory is off because there is no truth to define it. I've often said if I weren't in the ministry, maybe I would be a secular non-Christian psychiatrist because then I could charge people $300 an hour to tell them why they need to come back next week. Because the confusion means you never come up with an answer to the psyche. There is philosophical confusion as people doodle with ideas. The Bible calls it ever learning and never coming into the knowledge of the truth. That's what 2 Timothy calls it. They are collecting information, going to school, going to college, but never arriving at the truth, 2 Timothy 3:7 says. It's amazing how dumb the educated are becoming as they stand at the graveyard of truth. There is scientific confusion. As people deal with the probabilities and possibilities and potentialities of life, only to find out that the scientists change their minds. Amen. Because they discover new things and what they thought was the truth wasn't fully the truth. And so you could drink coffee. You can't drink coffee. You could eat this meat. It's good for you. This meat is bad for you. No matter what the science is, they juxtaposition it as they learn information. So instead of them defining themselves as discoverers of truth, they want to be determiners of truth. only to find themselves having to reverse it. There is entertainment confusion. You listen to talk shows and you're listening to babble by the hour. As confused people lead a confused audience. Where there is this plethora of opinions, and you don't know who to believe, who to listen to, who to follow. There is communicative confusion on social media where everybody's got a thought and they want to share it. And so you find yourselves following and being followed. Friending and being friended or unfriended. Because there is the death of truth. The Bible calls it in Romans 1:22, thinking themselves to be wise, they became fools. Because when there is the death of truth and you hang out in that cemetery, you will become a fool with a degree. There is spiritual confusion. Crickets in the pulpit. Chirping noises without clarity. The one thing that ought to mark the Christian in the Church of Jesus Christ is that they are people of the truth. They are people who take the concept of truth seriously. Isn't that what they ask you about in the court of law? You can tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you, God.
Amen.
Isn't that? And then what they bring up the word. Truth. In John chapter 18, let me read these two verses, verses 37 and 38. Jesus is before Pilate, and Jesus says, when asked, I'll read verse 36. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from this realm. Therefore, Pilate said to him, so you are a king. Verse 37, Jesus answered, you say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears me. And then Pilate in verse 38 says to Jesus, what is truth? What in the world is truth? It's hard to know whether you have it if you don't know what it is. Pilate says, You talking, Jesus, about coming with the truth, but what in the world are you talking about? What is truth? I mean, he's got an idea, she's got an idea, I got an idea, you think, they think, we think. What in the world is truth? And why does truth matter? Pilate is an agnostic. He questions whether you can know truth. What in the world is it? Many people are like that. They don't know whether truth is ever findable. So the concept of truth is a question mark. What is it? Then there is rationalism. That view says that truth is what you can logically and intellectually perceive. It becomes the mind of the academician, the learned. The truth is that which your mind can grab and it makes sense to you, and then that makes it truth. For others, it's pragmatism. Pragmatism says truth is what works. If it worked, it's true. Truth is what works. There is fideism. Truth is subjective. It's kind of how you feel. Kind of what gets you moving on the inside. That's true. And so you've got all of these isms that are trying to help us to grab the subject of truth and to answer Pilate's question, what is truth? Jesus says, I have come to bring the truth. So let me define truth. Well, let's go to a baseball game. And let's suppose that this baseball game, you have three umpires. An umpire calls balls and strikes. And so the first umpire looks at the pitch. And the first umpire says, I call them the way I see them. That's called relativism. Relativism is, since that's the way I see it, that must be the reality. So if I see it different, I'm going to call it different because I just call it like I see it. So if I see it different tomorrow than I called it yesterday, I call it like I see it. So you can't lock me in. The second umpire sees the pitch and he says, I call it like I want it to be. That's called postmodernism. Relativism calls it like you see it. Postmodern says, I'm a call it like I want it. So the postmodern person says, it's my truth. And the next person says, well, that ain't my truth. Because that's the world we're living in now. People make up their own personal privatized truth. So you get people redefining themselves based on how they view themselves. And the names just keep on coming. The third umpire says, I disagree with both of you. He says, I call it like it is. I don't call it like I see it. I don't call it like I want it. I call it like it is.
As we've been hearing, a lot of what passes for truth these days really isn't. Dr. Evans will have more to say about that when he continues our message in just a moment. First, Dr. Evans has written a brand new book just being offered for the first time today called Kingdom Values. It examines the character traits Jesus taught us to cultivate to keep us immune from the selfishness, arrogance, anger, and pessimism that cripple our culture, threaten our families, and keep us trapped, leading broken, empty lives. You'll learn to develop the kind of character you need to experience the peace, purpose, and blessings God intended for you all along. We want you to have a copy of Kingdom Values as our gift. All we ask is that you include a donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Your contributions are the only way we can continue our outreach on radio and TV, our work with pastors, their families, and local congregations, and carry God's word around the world. So contact us today, let us know how you can help, and we'll send you the book along with all 8 lessons in Tony's current series, Returning to the Truth. Visit us today at tonyevans.org for details, or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Tony will come back with more of today's lesson after this.
The Bible makes it clear that you know when God has cursed a land, when its fathers are nowhere to be found.
Dr. Tony Evans says that what becomes of the next generation of men depends on what happens with this one.
Our kids need to see men in their midst who love God and who love them.
But what does it take to be that kind of man? You can find out with the help of the Tony Evans Training Center's free course called Kingdom Man. It'll teach you to see past the phony images of manhood that society surrounds us with and become the loving leader that a wife and family would want to follow. As with all of our courses, there's in-depth study material you can work through at your own pace. Lots of exclusive content from Tony, tightly focused Q&A videos, and an online forum where you can collaborate with other students. It's almost like having a seminary on your smartphone. Check out the free course called Kingdom Man and the growing list of other subjects waiting for you. Visit TonyEvans.org today and follow the link to the Tony Evans Training Center.
Truth is an absolute standard by which reality is measured. First of all, you have to understand truth exists. Jesus says in John 8:32, and you shall know the truth. Amen. So truth is something that exists. There is a thing called truth. It's not a made-up concept or made-up word. We use the word all the time, even though people define it differently. Truth exists. Jesus says, I came to bring witness to the truth. Not only does truth exist, truth that exists is knowable. You shall know the truth. So truth is something that can be learned, understood, or discovered. This absolute standard by which reality is measured does exist, and it is knowable. But here's what you need to know. Truth sits outside of you. It is an objective standard that is absolute in its origin. It is an objective standard that is absolute in its origin. Okay? What I mean by that is truth, the absolute standard by which reality is measured, transcends your emotions. In other words, how you feel does not determine whether it's true. Last time I checked, 1 + 1 = 2. That's last time I checked. If I take 1 and I add 1 to it, I now come up with 2. But let's suppose I'm not feeling 2-ish today. Today, my emotions are telling me 1 + 1 = 3. And I feel it to my gut and my gizzard. I feel it deep down in my soul. That 1 + 1 = 3. And you can't tell me I don't feel that. You can't tell me I don't feel it 1 + 1 = 3 because I know what I feel. I am sure if you are in your right mind, you're going to tell me I done lost mine, because you're going to tell me that regardless of how I feel, my feelings are wrong because it didn't adjust to the truth. Because 1 + 1 = 2 doesn't have to get my emotions to approve it. It's there because it's an objective mathematical standard that is absolute. It always has been 2. It is 2 now. And 1 + 1 will be 2 tomorrow because it is a fixed absolute standard by which reality is to be measured, or else you couldn't do math. Because you need a fixed standard. You want to know when you get on an airplane that gravity always works. You don't want it to be a negotiable standard. It works sometimes, it doesn't work other times. And you certainly want to be sure that the law of aerodynamics works to take you and transcend gravity, because you want an objective standard by which reality is measured. So it transcends your emotions. Today, we've got people walking around feeling who they are and abandoning an objective standard. Now, we're going to talk about this in more detail in terms of love and sensitivity, but none of that should infringe on the truth. Okay, let me tell you something else. Truth is deeper than facts. Truth is deeper than facts. Truth includes facts, but you can have facts and not know the truth. Now, let's say I have a headache. I have a headache and I go to the pharmacy and I go to the drugstore and I get some extra strength Tylenol because I have a headache. I feel it. I know when my head is hurting. So I go and I take the extra strength Tylenol. I take two tablets. I feel a little better for a while. But then my headache comes back with a vengeance. I go back again because I want something stronger. Because I know that the fact is, you can't tell me I don't have a headache. It's real. My head hurts. This thing won't go away. I've taken all the aspirin. I've done everything I've been told. So I go to the doctor. And he does an examination of my head. And he says, you have a tumor. You have a brain tumor. I was treating a fact without knowing the truth. The fact is my head was hurting, but I didn't know the truth that it was a tumor. So guess what? I was using medicine not designed to deal with the truth. I was just having medicine to deal with the facts. So if you have the facts, but you don't know the truth, you can't get to the resolution of the problem. One of the problems today is people are going to school and getting educated with facts, but not being told the truth. And that's where everybody's getting confused, because the facts are real. And if the facts are real, you assume because if the facts are real, that it must be also the truth. The truth has to originate from an originating source in order to determine it's the truth. Not just because it is factually correct. So when people have facts but don't want the truth, they'll switch on you. Reminds me of my father. One day my father went to this doctor who was treating him for something. I don't remember what it was, but he was treating him for something, and my father did not like the prescription. He didn't like what the doctor was telling him about whatever that problem was. I said, Dad, what did you do? He looked at me and he said, I changed doctors. So what we got today is people bouncing around. They just bouncing around until they get to somebody who tells them what they want to hear. Because they don't want to know the truth. A fixed standard, an absolute standard by which reality is to be measured. Jesus says, I have come down to be a witness to the truth. To give testimony to the truth. If you want absolute truth, it must come from an absolute source. If you want perfect truth, it must come from a perfect source. Everything else is guesswork.
Dr. Tony Evans, wrapping up the first installment in his brand new teaching series, Returning to the Truth, a look at real-world values that can keep you steady and strong in the midst of a crumbling, confusing culture. These 8 full-length messages on CD or digital download are yours with our thanks when you make a donation to help us keep bringing you Tony's teaching each day. And remember, as a bonus, it'll come to you along with Tony's brand new book, Kingdom Values. This special double offer won't be around for long, so be sure to contact us right away before time runs out. We're also celebrating the 41st anniversary of our ministry by offering a 41% discount on most of the items in our extensive library of audio, video, and print resources. So there's no better time than right now to click your way to tonyevans.org or call our resource center at 1-800-800-3222 for some in-person help. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, tomorrow, more from Dr. Evans on why we need to stop making up our own versions of reality and get back to the only source of absolute truth. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.